Module 2. Against All Odds. 2D. Listening Skills. Exercise 3, page 20.
Dan Green is an ordinary teenager who decided to take one of the most difficult survival courses in the UK, the week-long North Wales Snowdon Survival Course, designed and run by ex-soldiers. Unfortunately, he found himself fighting for his life. But tell us why you wanted to go on this course in the first place, Dan.
I've always been interested in the outdoors and camping and all that. I'd also done some trips into the forests with my friends in the scout group, so it seemed like the next step. But it wasn't. It was a giant leap. It was so difficult.
Why didn't you just say, "That's it, I'm stopping"?
It wasn't because I'm brave. To be honest, it did cross my mind once or twice. But I was with my dad, and that made me even more determined not to give up. You see, I'd asked him to come with me.
You talked him into it, did you?
Oh, yes. He's not the adventurous type. He enjoys a walk in the park, or fishing by the river, or a swim in the sea, but not 7 days camping on the slopes of the second highest peak in the UK. No, he wasn't very keen. But when he saw how enthusiastic I was about going, he agreed. And I think he was enjoying it by the end.
How could you tell?
Well, there was a new energy about him that I've never seen before. He used to hike a lot when he was younger, and once did the Pennine Way. That's a 267-mile walk up the centre of northern England and into southern Scotland. He suggested that we do it later in the spring.
What do you think the most important survival skill you learnt was?
Look, there was some really cool stuff, like lighting a fire with sticks and from the sun and so on, but the most useful was how to build a shelter. Most deaths in the outdoors come from being in the wind and sun and rain for too long. Shelter is more important than food, even.
And you know all about that, Dan. Maybe it's time to tell us about what happened on the last night on the mountain.
Our guide was sick and went down the mountain to pick up some medicine. That's when the blizzard started and the wind was so strong it blew our tent away. Me and my dad had to make our way down the mountain in the dark with the snow all around us. I was really frightened, and later my dad said he was too, though at the time he didn't want to worry me, so he didn't say anything.